So once I, there's two experiences that I want to ask you about. Once I did an experience of rebirthing, and I had visions of being in another time and place. And times I will be in a deep meditation, feels like I'm out of my body, and then when I come back to, it's like a thunk back in my body. Where is it that we go when it feels like we're out of our body, or we see those visions in our head?
And so it is just like when you are watching a movie and you forget where you are, and you forget what time it is, how long it's been, or reading a book, or you're engaged in a conversation or a project of creativity. You go into a state where you are not fully grounded in this form here on this planet, in this dimension with your gravitational force here. It is a state similar to that which you call sleep, and you are just accessing a different level of consciousness, and you do this all the time. Most of the time you are not fully present. That in and of itself is a great skill to be developed. And in that which you are experiencing, the rebirthing, you're saying that it gave you a experience of a different time of being somewhere else. You have many memories. And so you would have beliefs in reincarnation in past lives. And yet we would like to give you a broader perspective. You can access at any time all memory of all lifetimes. It does not necessarily mean you in physical form. It does mean that you have an ability to access that which would serve you in your journey of evolution today, whether you were physically experiencing everything that you tap into, observing, remembering, or creating that which you desire. And so it's a challenging concept because you are in an agreement with linear time, and yet it is all available always. Think of your television sets and how you can access shows of any era, shows of any genre, of the scary show, of the documentary, of the comedy. You can access all these different things with the turning it on and tuning in to something different. Well, it is quite true of all of you that this is the small stream of your life force consciousness coming into form here. And that is why you sleep, because the greatest, most true part of you exists in other dimensions. This is only an exploration. And you're not designed to keep all your focus right where you are for too long of a period. And yet you do it when you become engaged with that which interests you. And yet the truth is, to keep these forms alive and vital and productive and in the mode of exploration, it is very important that you check out through sleep, through daydreaming, through creativity, through timeless sensation of being at one with the planet, of being at peace in meditation, at experiencing love where you lose track of linear time. And so in all those experiences you had, in the two that you asked about, and in all the others that you have experienced, you will notice one common thread. And even with sleep, you lose your ability to remain attached to linear time. And so whenever you are in a state that does not feel familiar with the way you perceive time in this dimension, you will know that you have gently shifted into the larger part of who you are. And that part has access to so much information, so much knowing, so much possibility, that you can only remember little bits of it.
Yep, thank you.